Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
May the Lord shower His blessing upon you. I would like to really encourage you with the Word of God. I believe that as a child of the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, you and I will have a victorious story, a triumph story. We worship and serve the victorious God. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, the Bible says, "Now, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place." Everywhere you and I go, we will diffuse the fragrance, the goodness of God to everybody. And He leads us into triumph. He leads us into victory. Let us believe that our God will give us victory. You may think you are finished. You miss your destiny. You make too big of a mistake. But the Bible say in the book of 2 Corinthians here, God's plan for you does not end in defeat, in mediocrity, in addictions, or in injustice or failure. Your story ends in triumph. That is for you and me. This promise is for those who are born again, believe in Jesus Christ, follow God, repent of our sin. We all make mistakes. I make so many mistakes in my life as a husband, as a daddy, as a pastor. But I never stay there in my mistake and my failure. We are not going to understand everything that happens, even our own mistake. But we can be confident that God sees the end from the beginning. God wants us to live a victorious life. Our mistake sometimes is a step for us to go through in order to develop our character, to get ready for the victory in the future. Victory is our destination. We're going to run the race and finish our race with joy. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 to 5, "For every child of God," I like the word "every child," not some children, "every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith." Keep your faith in Jesus. Walk by faith and obedience. You read the Bible, you have faith in the Word of God, you have faith in Jesus, you have faith in the Holy Spirit. You do what the Word says. You follow what the Holy Spirit tells you. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. This scripture is also for you and me, that we're going to have victory over the things in the world because we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Sometimes God has to lead us backward in order to take us forward. He has to dig down deep inside our heart so that He can get us prepared for how high He is taking us. He has to prune us so that we can bloom. That is what happened. Sometimes we feel that an obstacle comes, a mountain comes before us. Some people gossip about us, attack us, cheat us. Or we may make wrong decision, make mistake because of our immaturity or our insensitivity to God's leading. But God always wants us to come out from the problem and eventually have victory. If you study the life of many, many servants in the Bible, you can see that they all face some setback. Joseph was sold to be a slave. He was put in jail. He had a lot of setback, looked like he failed, but eventually the destination of his life arrived. That is to become the prime minister of Egypt and he saved his whole family from famine. King David ran away from King Saul when he was a young man, but eventually his destination came. He became the king of Israel. He faced all the hardships. 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 6 to 7 say, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. This have come so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed." You can see that God allows us to go through trials, hardships, disappointment, setbacks, so that we can develop our faith and character, and we will be ready for the greater things that God has in store for us. Therefore, don't complain. Don't get mad at God. Don't feel discouraged. Don't give up. Keep going. Keep learning, changing, repenting, developing, so that your life will be the blessing and victory will come. That's what happened to me when I started the New Hope International Church. I say wrong thing all the time because I was not in a lot of experiences, and I spoke English with a broken accent. I say wrong English word. People left the church, but I never gave up. And there are so many resistances against me. People talk bad about me. People say that I'm going to fail to be a pastor in America because I was trained to be a neurosurgeon. But I never gave up. I continue to run my race. I want to follow the calling of God in my life. In the same way, if you stay in faith, you're going to see how it all works out for your good. If there are things that are holding you back, things that are out of place, things that are messy, don't get discouraged. Don't give up, because you have a victory story. Victory is yours at the end. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6 says, "And I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he, God, who began a good work in you and me, will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work and perfecting and bringing it to full completion in you." This scripture is a promise. God started a good work in you and he will finish it. God is saying you are right on schedule to victory, to triumph. Your story is not finished. I am still working on you and in you. What I started, I'm going to bring to completion. Therefore, don't get discouraged. Don't throw a towel. Don't give up. Keep running the race. Keep asking God what you need to change, what lesson you learn in this situation. Repent. Keep reading the Bible. Keep following what God says. Keep being filled with the Holy Spirit. Keep running the race. Look toward the future, what God has for you. Don't look back. Don't dwell in the past. Keep going forward to the promised land that God has for you. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 28, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them." Everything works out for the good of those who love God. I believe you love God. Some negative things or setback happen. That is to prepare you to get to the next level. When I first received the fire of God in my life, and I brought the fire of God to New Hope International Church and also to Thailand and many cities, I was resisted by many pastors. I lost all the pastoral friends. In Japan, in Thailand, everyone thought that I was a false teacher. They did not want to associate with me because the fire of God subject is so new in Thailand and in Asia. But I know, and I know, I was touched by the fire. I know the fire of God changed me. I know it's in the Bible. So I never gave up. I still love those pastors. I still love those Christians who came against me. And I kept going and going. And that helped me to have faith, to build up my character, to love people, and to really learn how to trust God. And now, all over Thailand, there are so many churches that welcome the fire of God. So many lives have been touched. So many lives have been saved. Revival happened. Revival happened in my life and my church. You see, negative things, setback can happen, but don't give up, because you and I have a story of victory. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7 says, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Let us do the same thing like Paul did. He kept fighting the good fight of faith, and eventually he finished his race. I want to do the same thing. I will not give up. I know that eventually I will finish my race with joy. Paul said in Acts chapter 20 verse 24, but none of these things, all the bad things that happened to Paul, all the persecutions and disappointments and rejections and all kind of things that happened to him, but none of these things move me, nor do I count my life dear to myself, so that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. I pray that what Paul wrote in the book of Timothy and the book of Acts here also happened to you. You will continue to run the race. No matter what happened to you, you will not give up. You keep running your race, and you know that you're going to have victory, and you're going to receive the crown of glory and the crown of righteousness on your head when you met Jesus Christ at the judgment seat, and you shall have rewards in heaven, and you will finish your race. What God called you to do shall be fulfilled. Victory is your story. I decided in my life after I became a Christian. Number one, I will make sure I take care of my family. I make sure that my three children believe in Jesus and follow Jesus and serve Jesus. And now I see that this vision in my heart is fulfilled. My three children love God and they serve God. And my family is doing well to the grandchildren. Number two, I will serve the Lord all the days of my life since I was born again. I will build his church. I will make disciples. I will run my race to build a good, biblical, spirit-filled church full of holiness, righteousness, follow the way of God. And I will help other churches around the world that are connected to me to build the church as well. And I will produce a lot of teachings to feed the flock of God that he put under my care. And I have been doing that. I never gave up. I continue to do that. And number three, I want to do what King Solomon said. I will enjoy my life too. I enjoy the blessing that God gave to me. And I want to share the blessing to other people. That's why I am on vacation right now in Hawaii, in Waikiki Beach. And I brought so many brothers and sisters from New Hope International Church so that we can enjoy life together. And they can enjoy life with me, enjoy the blessing, the beautiful scenery, and the weather here. You see, I never give up. All these 40 plus years of following God, no matter what happened, I will continue to run the race. And I believe that the vision that God gave to me to raise up a godly family, to build his churches, and to really enjoy the life that I have on earth is being fulfilled. Victory is my story. And victory is your story too. No matter what happened to you right now, you may be in debt right now. You have financial difficulty. You may struggle with your ministry, family. You may have some sickness. Fight the good fight of faith. Believe you are healed. Believe God is going to set you free from debt. Believe that your family will do well and you shall serve the Lord to the end. And you will enjoy your life. And God shall bless you, prosper you, and give you final victory. Let us pray. Father, we thank you so much for the promise that you always lead us to triumph through Jesus Christ. We thank you that you are using all the challenges to work for our good. We are going to stay in peace, knowing that no obstacle, no setback, no disappointment, no mountain, no trial that stand in our way can stop your plan in our life. And eventually, we will finish our race with joy. And we're going to see our family loved you. We're going to see that we are a part of building your kingdom, your glorious churches. We will be a part of reaching out to the lost soul, saving soul, making disciples, and build the kingdom of God in this generation and pass on to the next generation, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you will bless my brothers and sisters with favor, with joy and prosperity, and they can enjoy their life, and they will, Lord, one day have a lot of rewards in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. I believe and declare what we learn in this lesson shall happen to you and me, and God gets all the glory. God bless you. I hope to see you in other teachings in this series, and also please subscribe to our channel. God bless you.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty. You, Lord.